further on up the road, let's stroll a little further on up the road to Monroe's Elite Lounge, where musicians such as Bobby Blue Bland would perform.
That's right, and here he is again with Turn On Your Love Light on KEDM 90.3.
Without a warning, you broke my heart. You shook it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left me sitting in the dark crying. You said your love for me was dying. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, baby, please. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Get a little lonely in the middle of the night. I need you, darling, to make things all right. Come on, baby, come on, please. Come on, baby, baby, please. Shine on the light, let it shine on me. Shine on your love light, let it shine on me. A little bit higher, a little bit higher. Come on, baby, come on, please. I'm begging you, baby, I'm down on my knees. Turn on the light, let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. I feel all right, I feel all right, I feel all right, I feel all right, baby.
Right off of Renwick.
Renwick, that's right.
It's still there. The Palladium was off of Riddick's.
That's right.
But the Elite Lounge has just been sold. Someone now is redoing it now, and they're getting ready to bring in. They brought in a lot of the newer blues and the smaller names, you know, of the Tyrone Davis and people like that.
Yeah,
they came
little
in.
Tyrone Davis isn't a little name for me.
in terms of the big picture, I guess he was a small name. But they had Tyrone Davis and Joe Simon and those individuals. They came there all the time. The owner was Mr. Reed, Ansley Reed, who was also the first African American policeman. So. It was kind of a place, because he was there, people felt like it was safe to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always historically been one of the...
And he passed, his wife carried it on. I think last year she sold it. Mm-hmm. And someone, I think Councilman Eddie Clark's family...
I believe so.
...has purchased it, and they're having it redone.
I was in a meeting a few weeks ago where they were talking about that.
Right, so it's being remodeled now. So if there's live entertainment now... old-fashioned blues style, it would probably be at the Elite.
My wife and I are very happy to see that reopening. Yep. A little piece of our history that hadn't gotten torn down. It's actually surviving.